this game did not disappoint. And, Matt, I got to say that coming out of the game, OSU loses, and I walked away even more impressed with OSU. I thought more of them after watching that game than I did before the game. I really did, Matt. I'm not saying they played a perfect game. Purdy goes, what, 27 for 33 without a pick and throws for over 300 on him.
Right.
He was just outstanding. I thought OSU did a masterful job on Breece Hall.
Yep.
But Breece Hall got loose, you know, late in the game, you know, for a big play for him still in the passing game. But Xavier Hutchinson, now, Matt, don't get me started on this taunting celebration. And this is why I don't take the hard line that you and Pat do on the taunting celebration, because, Matt, you leave it in the hands of one official. And how this guy could think, I don't know what he was looking at. I mean, are you saying a receiver can't even look back now to see where a defender is? I mean, high step, that wasn't even a high. I mean, you saw some high stepping in the NFL yesterday, but for them to flag Xavier Hutchinson and for it to be, and the other problem I have, it's a spot penalty, so they take away the touchdown. And instead of having it at the two, they have it back 17-yard line or whatever it was. But ball don't lie. If there was ever justice, Iowa State scores the touchdown anyway on that deal. But Xavier Hutchinson, Matt, that's what OSU didn't have an answer for. 12 catches for 125, two touchdowns. I thought Spencer Sanders, Matt, was just – I thought he was really good. No turnovers. The three touchdown passes, and he put the ball, especially on the two long ones, where he just puts the ball where only his receiver, you know, can get the ball. It was incredible. But he throws three touchdown passes against no interceptions. QBR of 83.5 for the game. Brennan Presley caught two of those, 6 for 84. The one that Tay Martin caught was a fantastic catch. For his touchdown, he had 4 catches for 80. Rashad Owens, 3 for 41. I thought he was big. But Jaylen Warren, Matt, you know, late in the game, the Cyclones found an answer for Jaylen Warren, right? And I thought that was another key. What, the final three quarters, 31 yards on 10 carries for Jaylen Warren. He ended up with 18 for 76. He actually outrushed Breece Hall. But, like I said, the final three quarters, 31 yards on 10 carries. That's not going to do it. He only had one catch, you know, for 7 yards. So, I don't know. Just, I thought, a great game, Matt. No turnovers in the game. OSU actually outrushed Iowa State. If you tell me they're going to hold Iowa State to 67 yards rushing, if you tell me OSU's not going to have any turnovers and holds Iowa State to 67 yards rushing, I tell you, the Cowboys probably win the game. But as good as Spencer Sanders was, OSU was only 2 for 10 on third down. Iowa State only 5 for 14 on third down. I mean, two really good defenses in this game. I don't know. I just thought it was a heck of a battle. And OSU comes up a couple inches short. When you look at it, Matt, it comes down to that 1 4th and 2 play and the fact that OSU missed 2 field goals. One, a very makeable field goal. The other one, a 50-yarder. He barely missed both of them. You know, especially the shorter one almost goes over the upright. But it was a miss, and that's just enough to get you beat, right?
I think I agree with everything you just said. I thought it was an excellent football game. No turnovers. There were a few penalties. You might want to see those cut down a little bit. But two, I thought, excellent defenses. I enjoyed seeing defenses, you know, on third and short, buck up and not allow the team to run for the first down. Seems like we see less and less of that nowadays. I enjoyed the heck out of the game. The key drive, obviously, was after Oklahoma State takes the lead at 21-17 on the 25-yard pass to Tay Martin. Iowa State comes right back down the field, goes 85 yards in six plays, and Hall runs it in. Yeah, Oklahoma State did a really good job against Breece Hall for the majority of the day. But Brock Purdy was really good, and Hutchinson was outstanding. You know, I think both these defenses are really good. I think Iowa State is a little bit better offensively, even though they didn't run the ball for as many yards as Oklahoma State. Purdy is, I mean, he definitely had a better day than Sanders the other day, although I agree with you. I think Sanders played very well. That might have been his best game of the year.
Purdy was better. You're right. I mean,
but Purdy was better.
27 out of 33 for 307. I mean,
And as good as Presley and Martin are, I don't know that they're as good as Xavier Hutchinson, and he made plays all day long.
And Charlie Kolar.
And Kolar had a really good game as well. I do take a hard stance against taunting. I didn't see much taunting on that play.
But you just can't let it enough. I mean, how can you do that? Seriously, Matt, in a game like that, that is ruining a great. Now, I'm glad, Matt, that Iowa State, and I wouldn't pull them for Iowa State. I'm just saying justice prevailed, you know, ball don't lie type of deal. Iowa State went on and scored. So I'm glad that boneheaded call didn't affect a great football game.
Yeah, I thought it was a really terrific game. And you're right.
You could argue. I'll tell you what, if you're always, for OSU fans that say that Presley made the first down, I can't argue with them. You know, it's that deal at the end of the game, Matt, like they said, if it had been called a first down,
you could have changed it. Yeah.
You couldn't have changed that either. It was a deal where, you know, the OSU lineman pulls him forward. I thought he got to the line. But they mark it a few inches short. I mean, that game was just that close.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
I thought he got the first down, but the bottom line is don't leave it up to the official to make the decision for you. Go get the first down, make a better block, or throw a pass beyond the first down marker. You know, do whatever you have to do. Make the first down clearly. You don't have to worry about it. And again, you know, we talk about this almost on a weekly basis because something it seems like always happens over the weekend where there was a questionable call or whatever. Bottom line, you know, there's 120, 150 plays in a football game. That was a big one, but it was one play. And so I don't – and this is another thing I take a hard stance against, Craig, is people complaining about the officiating. You know, I can't say OSU lost the game because of that call. They lost the game because when they had a 21-17 lead, they let Iowa State go right down the field, as great as Oklahoma State's defense played the other day. And
no,
I thought they played really well.
You're exactly right.
Allowed Iowa State to go right down the field when it counted most, and they didn't do enough to pick up that first down. Go make a better block, you know? I mean, you know, do whatever you need to do to get the first down. Don't leave it up to chance.
There's plays throughout the game.
Plays throughout the game. That's exactly right. The two field goals, particularly the one, particularly the shorter one, the 50-yarder. Hey, I mean, that's not an easy kick. You've got to make a 32-yard field goal. And that's why, in my opinion, I don't blame Gundy for not going for it. I know people that there were some, probably a lot, that weren't happy. They didn't go for it on the fourth and short. Make a 32-yard field goal. Come on. I mean, it was those type of decisions that allowed them the week before against probably a team that's not as good in Texas to stay in the game and eventually win the game. This Brown kid has been kicking well. Make the dang field goal. It's a 32-yard field goal. You know, if he makes that field goal, then I don't think people are really talking about, you know, not going for it on a fourth and short. So I personally don't blame Gundy as much for that as others. I thought it was a really good game. I thought it was too evenly.
Gundy was going to take the lead.
I mean,
I don't blame him at all.
Absolutely.
It's a tie game. You take the lead.
You take the lead. You take the points. I'm told, especially against that Iowa State defense, who, you know, is more than capable of stuffing you. I didn't have a problem with that decision at all. Make the dang field goal. Come on, 32-yard field goal.
Matt, I totally agree. I mean, OSU takes a four-point lead with 8:36 to go in the game, and you let them go 85 yards in six plays. That was a dump-off. The dump-off to Hall where he goes for 30 yards, that was a killer.
Huge play.
And then 33 yards to Tariq Milton on the slant pattern, Matt.
Yeah, but, that's right. No, anyway. That's right. No, hey, and it's going to be interesting because we'll probably, with Pat, rank our Big 12 teams. I guess you have to put the Sooners at one. But 2, 3, and 4, I mean, I think it's so even between Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and Baylor because they've each beaten each other.
They beat each other.
Yeah, OSU beat Baylor. Baylor beat Iowa State. Iowa State beat OSU. So you can put them in whatever you want, order you want. I think if those two teams, I think if Oklahoma State and Iowa State play 10 times, both sides will win 5.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I mean, after watching that game.
They're that close. And OSU did that on the road. I mean, played them.
Sure.
I just walk away from that game thinking, you know what? I mean, this – and even though, yeah, they let him go 85 and let Purdy throw for 3, but just the toughness of that OSU defense, I go, this OSU defense is for real. They really are. They're really good. And offensively, Spencer Sanders isn't as bad as a lot of you people have been saying that he is, folks. You know, this guy can make plays. And I tell you, he throws 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, he wasn't happy with the way he played after the game. But I don't know that you can – I mean, his offensive coordinator and his head coach said, I thought he played well. I mean, just from where I was watching, I thought he played well.
Play well. He took care of the football. That's been the bugaboo about him for 3 years now, including this year. Go back and look at the Baylor game where he threw 3 interceptions. One may not have been his fault, but the bottom line is he threw 3 interceptions. The other day, he took care of the football, and he made a couple of really nice passes. Now, the one to Presley was an incredible catch by Presley for him to go up and get the ball.
Incredible catch, but also I thought that was an incredible throw, too.
Well, he put it up there for him. He did.
He put it there where – you know, there were 2 defenders there, and
that's right.
He put it there.
That's right.
So, listen. As Gundy said, they just made one more play than we did. I mean, that's about the way you got to look at that game.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
No, not at all.
I know they're going to look back and go, gosh, I wish we had made a field goal, or I wish we had picked up that first down. Like Barry Trammell said, though, if they pick up the first down, there's no guarantee that
that's exactly correct.
You know, 40 more yards whatever.
And the other day, there's no guarantee they make a field goal because of the way the Brown was kicking the other day. So, you know, just because they didn't get that fourth down, you don't know for sure what would have happened afterward, even if it had been ruled a first down. There's no way of knowing if you would have made the field goal to tie the game or drive down and take the lead. There's no way to know. So, bottom line, I thought 2 good teams. I don't think either team is a great team. I think both teams are good. I think both teams are solid. And I think both teams... You know, whoever out of that group that gets into the Big 12 championship game, I think the Big 12 championship game, you know, we've still got about a month, 5, 6 weeks left to play. But whoever's in that game, I think it's going to be a pretty evenly matched game because I know we'll talk about Oklahoma. Man, I don't want to overreact, but this Oklahoma defense, this Oklahoma defense is definitely a cause for concern, and the coaches know it.
Defense.
Yeah, what defense?
Oklahoma,
right.
What defense? No. Anyway, but no, very, you know, that game definitely lived up to the billing.
Yeah, I enjoyed every minute of it. Right.
Yeah, I was a little surprised that, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have been, that, I mean, Jaylen Warren was rolling coming into the game, so was Breece Hall, and you got to credit these defense, for these defenses to hold those guys, to hold Warren to 76 yards,
absolutely,
to hold Breece Hall to 70 yards, that is some great defense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the defense against Purdy, you know, I'm sure OSU's, you know, going, I wish we could have had a little better handle on Purdy.
Sure.
And I'm sure that Iowa State's going, I wish we could have had a better handle on Spencer Sanders or whatever, or on Presley and you know, Tay Martin. And OSU's saying, I wish we could have done a better job on Xavier Hutchinson. You know, 12 catches for 125, a couple of touchdowns. Those guys are good players. They really are. So, anyway, great game. Cyclones win it 24-21 on Saturday, but in a clean game, no turnovers. Iowa State with 374 yards, OSU 332. Both of them were forced to go to the air for much of those yards because they couldn't get it on the ground. OSU 107 yards on the ground. Iowa State only 67 on the ground. They couldn't pick it up on third down. Either team, OSU 2 for 10, Iowa State 5 for 14. Just two really good defenses, but Iowa State had the home field, and they got it done by 3 points over OSU.
It's okay. Proof you don't have to have a 48 to 45 game to be thoroughly entertained. If you couldn't be entertained by that game the other day, then you must not enjoy football. I thought it was fantastic.
Fantastic football game.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.